Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the tough things about doing Christmas when you're married is dealing with your spouse's family. Because they're always wanting to ruin your perfectly good Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
You know, okay. You've had all these traditions all through the years, and all of a sudden your wife or husband's family comes in with these stupid ideas, and they want to ruin your Christmas.
Okay, that seems so negative, Tom, during this giving season.
That's very harsh. Why would you automatically label them
Are y'all stupid? Because, I mean, I'm being exaggerated here for humor.
It just sounds normal to me.
Sometimes you're that way all the time, and we don't know when you're being sarcastic. Like,
y'all, we're stupid.
Yeah, we're dumb.
Yeah.
I didn't say you were stupid, Kato. I was asking them if they were. But I'm sorry. Anyway, but that's how it sometimes it feels that way when you're sitting there and you're like, oh man, I had all this great Christmas traditions and her family wants to do all this other stuff.
Well, you should have known that before you got married.
Well, I don't think people do. I think people go through their life thinking it's going to be the same and they don't even realize, wait a second. I think the spouse comes in and is like, hey, why has he got all these dumb ideas for Christmas whenever we had these great ones I was growing up?
Yeah.
I got a friend who is upset with his wife's family right now. They apparently want to do the gift exchange, but they do it differently than he does it. And they want to keep the cap down at $10 on the gift exchange. Now, we just did a thing the other day, and there was a survey that said $25 was a more popular choice, at least.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's on the Secret Santa White Elephant games.
Right. But I guess on any gift exchange, that's a rough estimate for what people would like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've been known to do 50, been known to do 25. And that's on just regular Christmas presents. We draw a name, and then we say that's the going rate.
Is that the only one that you buy for the family members? Because 25 is a lot of money for people.
If you draw names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they said that by going to $10, he felt like that there weren't very many gifts that you can really get for somebody for $10.
I agree.
You can get 10 items at Dollar Tree.
So he said, well, hey, instead of doing that, why don't we just each put $10 in and then draw a name and that person gets $140.
I like that one.
Well, his mother-in-law didn't, because his mother-in-law said, what if the grandkids don't get anything? And he said, so what? They'll learn. You don't always get something.
Okay, no, that's bad. You got to get something for the kids. That's just the rule of thumb. That's what the Christmas is about, you know, the kids.
Well, they're going to get lots of stuff on Christmas Day.
Not all kids get lots
of
stuff.
But if you're going over to Grandma's house and they're just doing this raffle, okay, over $140.
You were all for it a second ago.
Well, for the adults, yeah, that's kind of fun. It's like, you know, and someone walks away a big winner.
Okay, but the adults do this thing then, and the kids each get a $10 present. But she doesn't want to do that.
I like when you take the birth of Jesus and put gambling all over it. That's awesome.
See, how you're twisting it. It's not that.
It's gambling. You put money in a pot and then you see who wins it. That's gambling. Well, just stick it in the manger and see who's going to grab it out of there.
She's a mother-in-law. They're good as this.
She is.
I mean, my goodness. Forget the reason for the season.
You're
Let's
a Catholic.
Gamble.
I can't believe you're saying this.
Hey, we're drinking. We don't care
who wins.
You guys
aren't just drinking. She's you drinking have raffles all
we're
the time.
We're playing bingo and doing
so
drinking
what are you
and
so
stuff.
Worried about?
But we also know
no,
that
you
it's
don't.
About
you have
the kids.
Raffles for liquor at your church.
Don't. And at Christmas time, too, at
That's
my house.
That's gambling.
Of course it is, but we also go to church.
You've got to be responsible with your money.
Said both sides of this.
Also, when you play the lottery, you need to be responsible. Okay?
Okay.
They have a disclaimer on the end of the lottery commercials.
I like the idea, Tom.
Thank you.
Because I'd rather have a chance of winning $140 than going home with a coffee mug somebody bought me for Christmas.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's a great idea, too.
We got you wrong.
Yeah, we did.
I still think you do need to think about the kids.
This is why no one likes you, Heidi.
Wait a second.
He said we'll buy presents for the kids, too. And
He's
then
mean. I don't listen to him.
Well, you think the grandparents would buy something for the kids anyway. Because in our family, the kids are pretty much the only ones that get
gifts. Exactly. It's the focus.
Yeah.
Because honestly, Cato's right. You can't do anything with a $10 mug or a
$10. You really can't.
It's great, but I'm like, I'd just rather just see you, be around you, catch up with what's been going on in your life, and then move on.
And maybe win $140.
Don't burden me with this mug I have to hold or carry home with me.
Oh, you're ungrateful.
It's not ungrateful.
I think you're so ungrateful.
That's not ungrateful. No, I'm not. Look how you spun that. I said, I prefer to just be there and see you and hug you and talk with you and engage with you about your life and what's going on.
Because now you know how I feel with her.
No.
I really care about you.
Oh, please.
You don't have to buy me a gift.
Shut up. We got it. Kato, what do you want to say?
You don't have to buy me the gift to win my affection.
I'm going to get on her side if you don't hush.
I just want to go eat. I don't care about seeing you and talking to you.
No, you want a drink. I know. You want to hit the bar.
But you know, years ago we had a family gift exchange and I went home with a hammer.
Oh, wow.
I didn't need a hammer. I'd rather have a chance to win $140.
I agree.
Okay, so now I've got a similar situation with my in-laws. They've messed up our Christmas this year. Every year we've been doing the Dirty Santa thing, and we have found the best Dirty Santa gift ever. We've had it in our storage room all year long, and they just said announced this year, no gag gifts.
Why?
I don't know, but now I've got a 5-panel Lord's Supper painting canvas set that's full size that can fit over your couch. I don't know what to do with it.
You know what? Give it to Heidi. She'll give it to somebody for a real gift.
That's true.
Hawk wants a gift.
I say still take it. Still wrap it up.
I think you're right, Cato.
Apparently, I need to take it because I ain't doing the church right.
Don't listen to her. She's Catholic.
Everybody, that's a joke. I can take it.
My in-laws are Catholic.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
I was joking.
And just know the reason for the season.
What is it again?
Apparently, we need to Google that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.